They say there was once a game unlike any other, that infiltrated arcades in 81 when gaming fever was hot. It captivated the youth, who lined up in a magnetic trance to play it, at a price more than any coins were worth. They would succumb to an addiction more powerful than any drug and be struck down by an illness more dreadful than any virus. Memory loss, nightmares, seizures, possibly suicide were all attributed to its ambiguous wake of terror. And then it vanished like a specter in the night. Its name was Polybius. Much of the myth could be explained with facts. There was a game called Polyplay in 85, which may be what people are actually remembering. It was 8 games in 1, which seems to attribute to the conflicting descriptions of Polybius, or however it's pronounced. The most common description was that it was some kind of space shooter. Also, there's actual reports of gamers getting sick around that time, probably from playing too much video games. Supposedly, somebody got a migraine headache from playing an early release of Tempest, but even more severe, and very sad to say, someone died of a pre-existing heart condition shortly after entering his initials for the high score in Berserk. The most specific account I know of, which could have been the origin of the Polybius legend, is when a 12-year-old boy was playing Asteroids in a long marathon to get the high score and got a stomach sickness. This was in November 81 in Portland, the time and place of Polybius. A big part of the legend is that the Polybius machines were visited by mysterious men in black suits, FBI, CIA, MIB, your usual alphabet soup of government conspiracy. Some say Polybius was part of a top-secret experiment using humans as the guinea pigs, even connecting it to an actual mind-control program called MK-Ultra. Another possible source of the legend could be actual reports of FBI agents raiding arcades around that time where the owners were suspected of gambling. There was also a game called Battlezone, which had a special version designed for the military to use as a combat simulator for training purposes. There is also a movie, The Last Starfighter, where a teenager gets the high score in a game, but the game turns out to be a tool for recruiting fighters in an intergalactic war. The movie was in 84, a few years after the Polybius legend is said to have occurred, so the movie could have been inspired by it, or the other way around. No early references of Polybius can be traced. The myth started getting traction later, sometime between 98 to 2000. The CoinOp website, which is a resource for arcade listings, added an entry for Polybius, but with hardly any information. This is the earliest confirmed mention of the game anywhere. In 2003, it was featured in GamePro magazine, and in 2006, someone by the name Stephen Roach posted a lengthy statement saying that he was one of the game designers shedding light on the story, but I think it's a hoax. On the internet, anybody can say anything without any basis in fact. The internet is made up of 90% prime cut free range grade B bullshit. In fact, when a bull takes a shit, it decomposes into digital matter, which evaporates into cyber airwaves and becomes internet. Now you know. Whatever the case, the Polybius legend caught on like wildfire. Many people have made playable PC games, even fake arcade cabinets, a homebrew Atari 2600 game, even a PS4 game. There's been fan films, documentaries, 1,000 YouTube videos, it appeared on The Simpsons. Everybody's done it to death. The only thing that hasn't been done is for somebody to play the actual game and document it publicly. Even if the game once existed, it may be gone forever, and that's probably for the best. I'd hope nobody would ever come face to face with a game so destructive. But then again, I also hope nobody would ever play Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but that happened. So in that same tradition, I'm going to subject myself to the torment because I found a possible lead to Polybius. If it's real, consider this a test to see what psychological effects it may have on me.